720 WGN. Thank you for joining us for the Lisa Dent Show. I think it's fun to meet people in Chicago who accomplish great things, do what others have not done. And one of those people is Lisa Curcio-Gaston. Lisa was just named the Commodore at Chicago Yacht Club. Now, I'm going to be honest, I don't know what Commodore means, Lisa, but I know the Yacht Club has been around since 1875, and they've never had a female in that role. You're the very first. How does it feel?
Well, it's actually the same amount of work as a woman as it would be for a man, but it's pretty amazing to think about the fact that we've been around so long and never had a woman in this role. So I'm very excited.
And what is the role of Commodore?
The Commodore is actually sort of the chief executive officer of the club. It's a volunteer organization. We have professional management, but the Commodore and the other officers, as well as the board of directors, really run the club and make major decisions. So it's a lot of time, actually.
I bet. I bet you dedicate a lot of your time. And what kind of boat do you skipper or yacht?
Well, it's a boat. I guess maybe it's a yacht, but it's a 52-foot Jefferson motor yacht. It's an old boat that has two engines in it, and it goes really slow, almost as slow as a sailboat, and it's a great way to be out on the lake.
I bet. And so at what age did you first get into any kind of watercraft?
Well, other than as a child, my parents may be taking me on an inland lake for water skiing. I didn't really start boating until, maybe late 20s, something like that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, once you do it, you're addicted, right?
Yes, yes. Once you learn to love it, you just never want to stop.
I bet. And so how many members of the Chicago Yacht Club?
We have a total of 1,200.
And you host most of the races that we see taking place out on the water during the summer, is that correct?
We host a lot of big races. We also partner with other Chicago area yacht clubs. But, of course, our big one is the race to Mackinac, right, which happens in July every year. That we end up with somewhere between 270 and 300 boats that go straight up from Chicago to Mackinac Island.
That is so fun. It just seems to be an awesome organization to be a part of, and I'm glad that they have a female in charge now, even though you kind of push it off as well. It is unique that you are the very first woman to run this organization since it's been around since 1875. Anybody give you a tough time about it, or has everyone been supportive?
I have received amazing support across the board. Again, it's exciting, and I cannot tell you how many people have told me how excited they are that finally we have a woman Commodore.
Well, we just wanted to get you on the radio and say congratulations, and we look forward to everything that you'll be hosting this summer. What's one of the big events that people who are not members of the club could watch or, you know, maybe participate in from the shore?
Well, obviously, the start of the race, if you come down to the club, which is the main club is in Monroe Harbor, in July, you'll see all of the boats getting ready. You can't actually see the start because it's offshore a little bit, but you can see all the boats going out. The other thing is just come and see what's happening every day of the week. We love to have people come and check out the club and the lakefront and see how everything goes on the water.
And you know, you're the only group of people that gets excited about Bridge Lift Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, that would be the sailors, yes.
The rest of us are like, oh, no, it's Wednesday.
Well, and the bad thing is during those weeks, it's actually Wednesday and Saturday. It's just that Saturday isn't as bad.
Yeah. Well, nice to meet you. Congratulations on your new title, and hopefully we'll see you out on the water this summer.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Lisa Curcio Gaston, the Commodore at the Chicago Yacht Club, the first woman to hold that position since 1875 when the club was founded. And I thought it was really cute because I don't know a lot other than I like to be on a boat. And I don't care what kind of boat, yacht, watercraft, kayak, canoe. I just don't care. I like being on the water. But there is a criteria about what a yacht is. And I think, is that like 32 or 35 feet long? I should have asked her. When she said she had a 52-footer and called it a boat, I'm like, I think I identify that as a yacht. And she should have that and more. Hey, coming up next, the newsroom temperature check. We'll also talk about some of the things that are happening and respond to a few of your texts about what is expected to happen, not only in Memphis tonight, but they're worried about pop-up protests in other cities, including Chicago. But first, Mary's got the weather and details about what happened on 90 between Beloit and Janesville.